The best ideas for songwriting are the true stories that happen to, especially to people. When you get into the human spirit, you get some good ideas sometimes. Recently, I played a show up at Jonesboro, Tennessee. They're restoring the old town of Jonesboro, which is Tennessee's oldest city. And my friend, Dr. Nat Winston, took me up on the mountains right out of Johnson City the day of the show. And he showed me the countryside where he grew up. Went up Grandfather Mountain, up to his little old cabin up there. And as we went through Whitehead, he told me the tale of a bear hunter named Tiger Whitehead that used to live in that country. Tiger was born in 1819 and died in 1905. And on his tombstone, on Tiger Whitehead's tombstone, it says James T., and Nat said that's for Tiger. James T. Whitehead, born 1819, died 1905, noted bear hunter. In his life, he killed 99 bears. We hope he is at rest. Well, right beside him is a nice white tombstone. That's his wife buried there. It's Sally Garland Whitehead. Now, Sally lived to be 97. And it says, Sally Garland Whitehead, not only a mother to humankind, but to animal kind as well, for in her life she nursed two bear cubs and one fawn upon her own breast. We hope she is now at rest. So Nat told me the story and showed me the old cemetery where Tiger and Sally are buried, and I wrote this song. Wild black bear is blooming in the thickets on the mountain. Sheepshire and watercress are growing round the fountain, where a big black bear is drinking, lapping water like a dog. Tiger Whitehead's in the bed, sleeping like a log. Tomorrow he'll see bear tracks 7 inches wide, and by sundown he'll be bringing in the hide. Pretty Sally Garland coming down the mountainside, where Tiger Whitehead's grinding at the mill. At the mill, she sits down on a bearskin, and she says, you'll be my man. I'll have me the best bear hunter in these hills. A wild child was Tiger Whitehead, and they say he killed 99 bears before he went to rest. Went to rest. Once he left two bear cubs orphaned, but he brought them right on home, and Sally nursed the two bear cubs upon her breast. Tiger now was 85, and he laid upon his bed, and the bears he killed now numbered 99. 99. Some fellers trapped a bear, but Tiger said, just let him go. If he ain't running wild, he won't be mine. But at night, when the wind howls across the eastern hills of Tennessee, and when the lightning flashes, there's a strange thing that people say they see. An old gray-headed ghost running through the mountains there. It's Tiger Whitehead after his 100th bear. Wild black bear is blooming in the thickets on the mountain. Sheepshire and watercress are growing round the fountain, where a big black bear is drinking, lapping water like a dog. Tiger Whitehead's in the bed, sleeping like a log. Tomorrow he'll see bear tracks 7 inches wide, and by sundown he'll be bringing in the hide.